This is a Fox News alert. The number of dead rising. I'm Lisa Lacera. At least 27 people confirmed dead in Florida after the devastation caused by Hurricane Ian, which came ashore Wednesday as a Category 4 storm, packing 150 mile per hour winds. Power is slowly being restored to people who still have homes that are livable.
A majority of Hardy, Charlotte, Lee, and DeSoto counties remain in the dark. Some 14,000 people are in shelters, and while 800 bridges have been inspected and reopened, many areas from coastal to inland communities are inundated. The Army Corps of Engineers estimates it could take up to 3 weeks for water to go down in some areas, and it could still be months before we know the full extent of the damage.
Fox's Steve Harrigan in Northport. The National Hurricane Center says river flooding is expected to continue across parts of central Florida into next week as Ian makes its way up the coast. Ian is now a post-tropical cyclone after making landfall again near Georgetown, South Carolina earlier today. The historic city of Charleston flooded.
The wind and the rain has largely stopped here, Ian moving further inland, and the city has begun to assess the damage. A little bit of flooding, some 6 inches to a foot, was in the streets earlier this evening. That largely receding as people came out of their homes to find tree branches down, palm fronds, to move those sandbags that they had so diligently put out back and away as the city continues to recover.
Fox's Molly Line in Charleston. South Carolina authorities say parts of 4 piers have been destroyed. Secretary of State Antony Blinken condemning the move by Russian President Vladimir Putin that annexed parts of Ukraine.
This territory is and will remain Ukrainian.
Russia vetoed a UN Security Council resolution that would have condemned its referendums. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.
A U.S. sailor acquitted of arson in a San Diego fire that destroyed a Navy ship.
A military judge in San Diego finds U.S. Navy sailor Ryan Sawyer Mays not guilty of setting a massive fire in 2020 that destroyed the $1.2 billion USS Bonham Rashard. Mays, who has maintained he's innocent, charged with arson and willful hazarding of a ship. Prosecutors alleged the then 19-year-old ignited cardboard boxes in a lower vehicle storage area, claiming he was disgruntled about dropping out of Navy SEAL training. The defense arguing there was no physical evidence tying Mays to the blaze. Mays telling reporters he's so grateful the case is over, calling the last 2 years the hardest of his life. More than 20 senior officers and sailors were disciplined in connection with the fire. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
The head of Nevada's Department of Corrections has resigned at the request of Governor Steve Sisolak in the wake of an escape by a convicted bomb maker that went unnoticed for 4 days. Porfirio Duarte Herrera escaped from a prison outside Las Vegas September 23rd before a tip led to his capture. Baby formula imported from other countries may be allowed to stay on the market long term.
Import regulations were eased in May and tons of baby formula was flown in because of a shortage of domestic supply. The market's dominated by a few companies. Now the Food and Drug Administration plans to allow those foreign baby formula makers to keep selling here with a 3-year deadline to prove their products meet our federal nutrition labeling and manufacturing standards. The new rule allowing imports expires in January, after which companies can ask to stay on the market longer. Chris Foster, Fox News.
Fans will have a chance to say goodbye to Naomi Judd in a final tour featuring her daughter Winona and other musical stars. The 11-city tour starts tonight in Michigan. It had been announced earlier this year. Naomi Judd committed suicide on April 30th, the day before their induction into the Country Music Hall of Fame. I'm Lisa Lacera. This is Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on FoxNewsPodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.